Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to learn the halachas of Simchas Yom Tov, of being happy and celebrating a festival. This is Simon Kuf Gimel 103 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at a few concepts today, the first of which being Kavod, Oneg, and Simchas Yom Tov, honoring, enjoying, and celebrating on the festival. Let's look at a few questions. So there is a mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg on Shabbos, to respect and to enjoy Shabbos. Is there such a responsibility on Yom Tov? The answer is yes. It is a mitzvah to delight and to honor, to enjoy and to honor Yom Tov, just as it is on Shabbos as well. Likdosh Hashem Mechubad, to honor that which is holy to Hashem. How should one honor Yom Tov? So similar to what one does on an Erev Shabbos. On Erev Yom Tov, a person should take a haircut, one should bathe, one should wash one's hair, one should cut one's nails, and if one's able to make challahs, to make the bread for Yom Tov at one's house. Are there any eating restrictions on Erev Yom Tov? The answer is yes. From Mincha Katana, which is from 9.5 relative hours into the day, if you divide daylight into 12 hours, 9.5 hours into the day, one should not really have a full meal because one does not want to ruin one's appetite for Yom Tov. What if Erev Yom Tov falls on a Shabbos? So then we do need to have Suda Shishis, that really should be eaten before Mincha Katana, before 9.5 hours into the day, in order to avoid being full by the time when Yom Tov comes in. This also applies to the first of Yom Tov, for the first day of Yom Tov as well, since it's a beginning just after we'll begin the second day of Yom Tov, so you shouldn't eat too close till the evening. How should one delight in Yom Tov meals? So like what is the idea of Oneg Yom Tov? So one should have two meals each day, one a night and one in the day, and one should say at them Kiddush over wine and recite HaMotzi over two whole loaves of bread, like on Shabbos, and serve meat and wine and treats according to one's ability and one's means. What about Suda Shlishis, the third meal? Is there a requirement of having Suda Shlishis on Yom Tov? The answer is no. However, the Mishnah Berurah does record that there is some other custom to eat fruit to round it off. When is the Shehecheyanu bracha recited on Yom Tov, that Hashem has allowed us to live to this day? So it's recited on Yom Tov, on the night of Yom Tov, every night of Yom Tov, except for the seventh and eighth nights of Pesach, which are not considered their own regular, their own festival. Do women recite Shehecheyanu when lighting candles? So the Kitzur records two customs. One is that they recite it at lighting the candles when they bring in Yom Tov. Number two is they don't recite it, then they listen at Kiddush, and they would say that would be their Shehecheyanu. The general custom today seems to be that women do say it when they light candles, and therefore if they hear the bracha of Shehecheyanu later in Kiddush, they say Amen, but that's they already said the bracha themselves. If a woman would be making Kiddush for herself, then she would not say Shehecheyanu a second time round. How much one gladden one's heart? What is an expression of Simchas Yom Tov? So it depends. The way it's classically described in the Rambam, as the Kitzur records, is, you know, so the children should be given nuts and sweets, things that make them feel happy about Yom Tov. The women in the house should be able to get new clothing or jewelry, and the men should have meat and wine. It just obviously depends on what's special to that person. You know, if you have a person who's more cerebral, and for them getting a safer is something important, or there's a particular type of food that this family really likes or this person likes, it's the time to express simcha through this physical expression as well, which means that we train ourselves. We train ourselves physically to experience the simcha through this process. Therefore, we're going to associate our Yom Tov experience with something which is elevating and enjoyable. How should Yom Tov meals and clothing compare to Shabbos? So Yom Tov meals should have a greater variety of foods, and Yom Tov clothing should be more expensive than Shabbos, because it specifically says simcha by Yom Tov more than it does by Shabbos. So on Shabbos we have kavod and oneg, honor and enjoyment. On Yom Tov we have kavod and oneg, but we also have simcha. Move to our next topic, and that is your special Yom Tov customs. What special foods should be served on the second day of Pesach? This is not such a known halacha. The halacha is that an extra dish should be added to the meal to recall the feast of Esther, because the day that Haman was hanged was on the second day of Pesach, and therefore we should really have an extra dish on that second day of Pesach. What is the custom on the first day of Shavuot? So the custom is to eat dairy foods. Why is that? So a few reasons. One is because there's a hint from the pasuk which says, "Mincha chadosh al Hashem b'Shavuot zechem," a new a meal offering on the day your festival of weeks, and the Rosh HaTevos on the acronym is of Mei Chalav, from milk. The foods we eat foods with honey, because Torah is compared to Devash v'Chalav l'Shetachas l'Shaneich, that the Torah is compared to milk and honey under one's tongue. One should still eat a meat meal for there to be Simchas Yom Tov, and so therefore one should eat milk first and then meat. And this way, actually, one ensures having two sets of bread, which is reflective of the Shtealech, one of the sacrifices, the meal sacrifices brought on Shavuos. Move to our next concept, that is balance in eating. How much time on Yom Tov should be spent eating and drinking? So the day should be Chatzi LaHashem and Chatzi LaChem, half to Hashem and half to you as human beings. So therefore, it should not be that most of the day is spent with food and physical enjoyment. There should be a significant amount of time in shul, davening and learning, and then the other half of the day is for eating. Who must be included in the Yom Tov meals? It's really important that one reaches out to the orphan, the widow, the ger, the person who's become Jewish, that those perhaps who are needy in the community need to be provided for. What's wrong with just looking out for one's family? So the Kitzur quotes in the Rambam very, very harsh psukim, describing that if one is only looking out for oneself, that is a rejoicing of gluttony and disgrace, and not a mitzvah, because clearly it's only by oneself. We're meant to celebrate when sharing. How should one rejoice properly without overindulgence? So joy should be in serving Hashem with gladness, not in drunkenness, mockery, or foolishness. And he describes that real simcha is found when serving Hashem with joy and a glad heart. What should one's perspective be during the Yom Tov of joy? So he describes that the Chassidim, the pious ones, should praise Hashem for allowing them to have this moment, and be able to reflect also on the fleeting nature of physical joy in this world, and pray for a more long-lasting joy in the world to come. What must a person do regarding his household's conduct on Yom Tov? It's important that a man, and this applies to both parents, is to ensure that their kids, that the family, are not going to places of levity and frivolity. So going and hanging out in mixed gatherings and things like that, which are going to end up in undermining the spirit of the Yom Tov, because it is a holy day. And finally, we conclude the last concept, and that is ending the Yom Tov. What is recited in the Shmoneh Esrei then in Yom Tov? So you say Atah Chanantana, which is a paragraph added to the fourth bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, distinguishing between holy and profane. And then what is said for the Hadalah, the Yom Tov's conclusion? So Hadalah is recited over wine, but without the bracha on the fire, on the Esh, or the Besamim. Why is there no Esh or Besamim? So there's no candle, because on Yom Tov you're allowed to use a candle, you're allowed to use a flame, because the melacha of Havara, passing a light, is allowed on Yom Tov. So therefore it's not a unique thing that we need to celebrate the ability to light a fire on Motzei Yom Tov. And there's no Besamim, because the Besamim is to comfort the human being for the loss of the Neshama Yaseir, the extra soul which was added on Shabbos. That is not true on Yom Tov, that is only on Shabbos. What is the custom on the day after Yom Tov? So it's called Isru Chag. One should eat and drink a little more lavishly than a regular Chol day, because it's a special day. There's no Tachanun on that day. One should not be fasting, even for a wedding, so if a bride or a groom are getting married, they shouldn't fast, or even for a yard site. Is fasting on Isru Chag allowed? So he describes that it's generally speaking not allowed, and that's the custom, but on the day after Shavuos, because of the way the korbanos were arranged, it's forbidden under all circumstances. With this, we conclude. This is the halachas that relate to the simcha on Yom Tov, the happiness, joy on festival. And with this, we conclude. Have a wonderful, meaningful day.